Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. So I wanted to go over one of the secrets that I was told today, or maybe it was yesterday, on when to buy a stock and when not to buy a stock, or even get in a trade, whether you're using options or you're short selling, you're going long, or whatever it is. The principle remains the same. And the stock that I wanted to use as an example of what I'm referring to would be Tesla, because they just came out with earnings, not yesterday, but the day prior, and they completely tanked. Well, the earnings tanked, but the stock skyrocketed. And it's gone up even today. It's at now 170, 172, something like that. And the secret that this person revealed to me here in St. Bart's is, number one, you never play earnings. And number two, even when you hear the earnings, you always wait 2 to 3 days. Now, you'll have to find out tomorrow on the webinar if I actually waited to get into a specific stock based on this rule. We're going to be going over the details of the first trade that I made with that $100,000 portfolio, the trading portfolio that I set up in Rebel Capitalist Pro. So if you want to be part of that webinar, you've got to sign up. You can shoot over there as soon as we get done with this video at georgegammon.com/pro. Just do the dollar trial. And we're going to be doing an insider webinar on Rebel Capitals Pro for the members tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time, where I'm going to be going over just a deep dive and tons of details from this entire week of learning from, we'll call him Steve. And by the way, Steve is not Hugh. A lot of people think that it's Hugh, and it's not, I can assure you. But anyway, getting back to one of these secrets that he shared that I wanted to go over with you guys right now. Let's go over to the chart of Tesla, and let's do like a 1 month, and boom, we can see they came out with just horrible, horrible earnings. And what you would think would make the stock fall actually made the stock increase. Why? Because Elon Musk came out with some more just complete nonsense and crazy talk. Yeah, we're going to come up with a brand new car. It's probably going to be out this year, and it's going to cost $500. He said, I'm exaggerating, obviously, but he said that they're going to come out with a brand new car that's going to be super cheap, and it's going to compete with all the Chinese competitors that are the Chinese brands that are taking market share away from them right now, which I have personal experience with being from Colombia, because I know that new BYD model, the Seagull, is all the rage in Medellin right now. Everybody's talking about that. You see that in the newspaper, you see that in the mainstream media down there. In fact, even my employees are like showing me pictures of it. Like, check this out. Because it's a brand new EV from BYD that starts like 10 grand, really, really cheap. So anyway, the Tesla lemmings, or whatever the hell they're called now, they are really latched onto this. And Elon Musk not only talks about the $500 Model Z, or whatever he's calling it, he talked about, oh my gosh, Optimus. Oh, Optimus is just going to make them billions and trillions, quadrillions of dollars in the future. So, I mean, and they're right on the brink of releasing Optimus to the marketplace, this being their, I guess, their robot or something that's going to do all your chores. And then you have to remember, and Elon Musk stated this as well, that Tesla is no longer a car company. No. They're an AI robotics company. So you cannot value them like a normal car company. And whatever you do, don't worry about the fact that they're not really making any money selling cars. Just ignore that. We'll just sweep that one under the rug. The main thing that you remember is it's all about Optimus. It's all about autonomous driving. But you should get excited, because although we're not a car company anymore, you need to buy the stock because we're selling a super cheap car, which doesn't really make sense if you're not a car company anymore. But anyway, we'll let that one slide. Typical Musk. And then you have to focus on the fact that they're a new AI company. You got to say AI. at least 20 times in every single one of these press releases or one of these calls. And that was enough for the market. So you're glad you didn't play it, or else you would have gotten crushed, even though you would have been correct about what they actually announced as far as earnings and fundamentals.
Hey guys, I want to invite each and every one of you to join me May 31st through June 2nd in Orlando for Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the annual conference I do, and this year it's going to be absolutely incredible. We're going to have some of your favorites there as speakers, guys like Jeff Snyder, Mike Green, Real Estate, Kenny McElroy. We're going to have Robert Barnes. They're talking about freedom and liberty. Even Rich Cooper is going to be there discussing red pill issues. This event is all about giving you the intel, the insider information you need to not only survive 2024, but thrive. The whole reason I created this event was to give you the tools you need to build the future you deserve for yourself and your family. This is an event you are not going to want to miss. So to get more information, go to rebelcapitalistlive.com. You can see a full list of speakers we've had in the past. You can see clips from past events. And most importantly, you can get your tickets. As we get closer to the event, the tickets go up in price. So you're going to want to get those ASAP at rebelcapitalistlive.com. And we will see you in Orlando, May 31st through June 2nd.
But then what Steve says is, look, you don't even play it 3 days after. Let it settle. And today he went over exactly why. He sat me down. He says, look, here's a great example of what I was referring to. He goes, this guy right here, Ron Barron, you guys can see him in the upper right. He's one of these Tesla bulls. He says, so here's the way the game's played, George. This is exactly how he said it. He goes, what happens is the CEO comes out and tries to spin results, whatever they can, in whatever way they can, to try to make a bad quarter look like just a blow off, because you can't focus on now, you got to focus on the future. So they try to sell a story. And he says, then the way the game is played is all the CEOs, all the influencers, they all latch on to this. I'm sorry, not the CEOs, but the big billionaire investors, the Kathy Wood types, the Gerbers or whatever. And they'll come on and they'll go on CNBC. They'll do all of the mainstream media and they'll sit there and they'll try to talk their book and they'll try to take those nuggets from what Musk talked about and they'll try to ignore just the fundamentals. It's just, it's a diversionary tech. It's the smoke and mirrors. And Musk starts it and then he kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, hands the baton over to the Ron Barons and the Kathy Wood types. And then he knows that CNBC is going to want to interview them, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, all these other places. And they're going to double down, triple down, quadruple down, reiterate exactly what Musk said to try to drive the price even higher. And it's just this game that's played on Wall Street. And he says that the hedge fund guys do it. The CEOs do it. They're kind of in cahoots with the mainstream media. The mainstream media is totally okay doing it because they're just going to get more and more views. And what this does is this brings in the retail investor and sells them the story, sells them the vision. And again, takes the focus on where it should be, which is the actual fundamentals of the business. So the main takeaway is, number one, you don't play the earnings announcement. And number two, you let it rest for, call it a day, two, three, probably 3 days is what Steve says, kind of his general rule. And then you allow for enough time for this game, this Wall Street game to be played to try to manipulate the retail investor. Once the game is played, then he says the fundamentals start to sink in with the market. And usually that overwhelms all of the spin. And then the price slowly comes back down. And that's when you can do whatever it is that you are going to do to begin with. So that was the little secret that I thought was very insightful. And if you're into trading, I'm sure you do too. But even if you're trying to build a long-term position in, gold wouldn't be applicable. But any company with a CEO that's likely to play these types of games, even if you like the CEO, you've still got to be cognizant of this to make sure that you're not getting whipsawed around with all of the retail investors. And on that note, guys, if you want to participate in tomorrow's webinar, where I'll be going over a lot more of these details. In fact, I'll be going over things and the nuance of what we've been talking about to a very high degree and at a very high level, or at least as high as I can get at the stage of the game I'm in right now. But we're going to be going over a ton of incredible information. I've been taking notes the entire week, so I'm super excited to share those with you tomorrow on the webinar. Again, you can check it out at georgegammon.com/pro, and we'll see you tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. In the interim, make sure you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism. See you in the next video.